Hey guys, we are in the last episode in the book of 1 Corinthians. Our series was called Listen Up, Applying Biblical Wisdom for Everyday Life. This series is part of our Morning Minute series and give you a little information about our ministry at the end. But let's finish here with final words, I called it. And remember, the first episode was first things first. Now our final words, verses 19 through 24 in 1 Corinthians 16. Paul writes, finishes his letter like this. The churches of Asia send you greetings. Aquila and Prisca, together with the church in their house, send you hearty greetings in the Lord. Remember that those two started a church with Paul in Corinth. All the brothers send you greetings. Greet one another with a holy kiss. Some of you really like that concept. I, Paul, write this greeting with my own hand. If anyone has no love for the Lord, let him be accursed. Our Lord come. The grace of the Lord Jesus be with you. My love be with you all. In Christ Jesus. Amen. Wow. Paul is something. I love that man. He is one of my favorite Bible characters, people. Final words, just to summarize the book more or less with kind of big picture ideas. Number one, what you need to remember about this book is that the Lord rules over all. The Lord rules over all. He started that church. He used Paul, Priscilla, and Aquila to start it. But the Lord is the ruler and the keeper and the founder and the maker of his people, the church. That ought to give us comfort. We are all under God's authority. We are all protected by God's sovereignty. We are all part of the big church bought by the blood of Jesus. And yes, the church in Corinth had issues and Paul had to write them a stern letter. And by God's grace, they repent. And we're going to see in the study of 2 Corinthians the outcome of that. But God is sovereign over all. So if you're in a good church or a bad church, it is God's church if it is a church bought by the blood of Jesus. And if you're going through a good spot or a bad phase, you are part of that church and God is sovereign and rules over your life. And that is cause to rejoice and rest. Number two, what you need to hold on to from this book is that truth does matter. Listen, truth matters. We're living in an age where truth is optional, where people hate it when you're dogmatic, but truth is dogmatic. By being truth, that means there's only one way. And either Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life, or he's not. And if he is the truth, then we've got to listen to the truth. And so there are serious consequences to rejecting the Lord and his ways. If he is the truth, there are serious consequences to rejecting the truth. And there are great joys in finding the truth. There are eternal rewards for living faithfully under truth. And so Paul cares so much about truth that he spends 16 chapters showing the people in Corinth truth and pointing back to Jesus and teaching them what it means to be a Christian and to behave in the church. And then thirdly, what you need to rejoice in from this book is that love wins. So you saw that coming, I hope. I hope you didn't stop at truth and get huffy and puffy about it, because while truth matters, I think if we've learned anything in Corinthian, in this letter, 1 Corinthians, is that love undergirds everything. And you can speak truth harshly and it will be lost on its hearers, but I love that the last verse in this book is, my love be with you all in Christ Jesus. And so Paul ends it on a note of love. When you speak with love, lives are changed. When you preach truth with love, sin is confessed. And when you seek Christ's glory with love, the church is purified. When you speak truth with love, lives are changed. When you preach truth with love, sin will be confessed. And when you seek Christ's glory with love, the church is purified. And it's because God is love. His Spirit works in an atmosphere of love. Paul never intended to fight with the Corinthians about the way that they were living, but to love them into getting back on track. Now, we know that they repented because he spent 2 Corinthians coming back around and comforting them. And the good news for us is that even though this is our last episode, and I hope you've enjoyed this study, the good news is that we're going to come back after Christmas break, and we're going to study 2 Corinthians in a series I've called Press On. You're going to love 2 Corinthians. And I want you to know that I have thoroughly enjoyed this book. I knew it would be challenging. And still, I believe by God's grace, we could make our way through it. You can catch up on all the episodes. If we went through one fast for you, want to go back and listen again, you can go to livingwithpower.org, get into our website, go to the Morning Minutes page, and you'll find access to the entire episodes. You can also download our app, the Living with Power app, on your iPhone or Android. And you can access all of our past Morning Minutes there. We've got 7 seasons now. We've got several books of the Bible there. There are tons of other Bible studies. Every book I've written has a Bible study with it. We've got right now media studies. There's, I think, five there. And we've got YouVersion studies, I think also five there. We're working on more studies. I live in Chicago. I teach regularly in Chicago and elsewhere. If you are in a church and you'd like to have me, I'd love to hear from you. Email me at lena@livingwithpower.org. Hey, if you're a follower of Jesus, isn't it time we end with my favorite sentence? Which means that we're at the end of the study, which is bittersweet today, but really I feel such a sense of joy and accomplishment as we finish this book. It is an awesome thing to be a Christian, a follower of Jesus Christ. I hope you believe that. I hope you are a follower of Jesus. And if you're not, can you email me so we could make sure you know how to become a Christian, a follower of Jesus, because it surely is an awesome thing to be a Christian, a follower of Jesus. Know that I love you guys. My love be with you all in Christ Jesus. Amen. See you again next time. I like ending that way. And next time will come soon enough. Merry Christmas. Have a happy new year. Stay in the Word of God. Live for the kingdom of God. There's nothing like Him. See you soon.